Hey, Baby Jay here with the Stay Fly Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and like this episode. Share with any other cannabis enthusiasts that would like to dial in on the session, as we're going to be breaking it down on many different topics around the cannabis industry. See you soon. Yo, yo. Welcome to the Stay Fly Podcast, live on site from the Cannabis Festival. Brought to you by Southern Crop. Happy 420, everybody. Thank you for listening. I got a panel today with some of the Southern Crop personnel. We got Christy, our GM, over all of our retail locations. I got Jonathan, our trim lead, and Hayden, our plant health supervisor and manager from cultivation. All right. Well, I'm going to kick the microphone over to Jonathan real quick. Let him do a quick intro. Just who you are, Jonathan, your love of cannabis. So I'll kick it over to you.
Hello. Happy 420, y'all. And I'm Jonathan Davis. I'm from Meridian. Been there all my life. Haven't moved. Haven't gone anywhere else. When Southern Crop opened up, found the opportunity to get on. Jumped in there and coming up on a year in, 2 weeks, guys?
Yeah.
So we hit my year mark, and looking forward to helping trim this bud up for y'all and get everything going good.
Go ahead.
It's Christy here.
Hi, I'm Christy. So I'm the general manager of retail for the retail branch of Southern Crop, the half-ounce dispensaries. I've been with the company for over a year now. We opened our first dispensary 8 months ago in Starkville. We are currently about to open number 4 and number 5 in Meridian and in Grenada, respectfully. Everything's going great, and I couldn't ask for better people to work with. I come from Arkansas, which is a heavily restricted market, and I'm glad to say that Mississippi seems to be moving forward at a much faster pace than what I'm used to. So,
now, I'm Hayden. I'm the plant health supervisor. And I just want to say, guys, like, what do y'all think about all this? I mean, this is only my second time down in Biloxi. I'll say this right here is pretty cool. I mean, definitely a big turnout for 420. A lot of vendors, a lot of recognizable names, a lot of people I'm looking forward to meeting. What do y'all think about everything going on here today?
I think it's pretty sick. It's kind of crazy that we're in Mississippi and we got a nice festival going on today.
Right,
obviously, we're not going to be doing anything outside of the regulations, you know, no public consumption or anything like that, but just promoting and advocating for the cannabis market and the medical program. Christy, what's your opinion on this? Coming from another southern state that was heavily regulated, seeing festivals like this, what are your thoughts?
I think this festival is great. There's a lot of people here in terms of the fact that we aren't really allowed to advertise in Mississippi. So kind of, it's almost like it's word of mouth, not exactly, but it's a nice turnout. Mississippi is moving forward at, like I said, at a much faster pace than most of the other South. Like Arkansas, it took about 4 years to be able to have kind of festivals like this.
Wow.
And still they're in enclosed spaces. It's nothing out in the open like this. So I think it's pretty cool.
Definitely. This is awesome. I've been, you know, down here, living here. I've been down to Biloxi a few times, but never for an event like this. It's also my first, you know, cannabis related event to attend. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to get out here and meet some new faces and everything, and see what companies we got going around.
Yeah, and Jonathan, you're from Mississippi originally. How long have you lived in Mississippi?
Like I said, all my life. Yeah, been here for 32 years now.
Did you think that you'd have something like this go on, like in your home state?
No. I mean, I remember back 5-10 years ago, you know, talking with friends like, oh, it'd be real cool, you know, in California and Colorado were legalized and everything. We're all like, man, maybe
definitely
one day.
Mississippi.
Yeah, it was maybe one day. It's crazy that it's here.
Yeah.
And like you said, yeah, progressing and moving so quick and everything. Like I said, I've been in the scene now for a year and seeing everything unfold. And this is amazing. It's exciting for sure.
So what's y'all's favorite part of 420?
It's 420. I love the people. I like the sense of community.
Right.
Everybody's right. Peaceful. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. 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 It's definitely the culture of the day and everybody coming together. And yeah. Yeah.
Sure. As a patient, I like to get high.
The deals. Yeah. The deals are nice. But no, it is cool to see the community, the cannabis community here in Mississippi and how large it really is. I mean, this is just starting out, and this is like, I think the second or third time they've had this festival now. There's a huge turnout. A lot of people that are in cannabis, in the cannabis industry, and also some people that aren't in the cannabis industry that are just here to support. So that's also a huge benefit of having festivals like this, is allowing like people who maybe not part of the industry to participate and really understand. So speaking of 420, with it being the holiday, you know, I know that we have this festival going on, a lot of different products coming onto the market recently. Is there anything that y'all have any strain specifically that y'all have seen come on the market recently that y'all are big fans of?
Yeah, I mean, right off the rip, SOG, all the SOG's products. I mean, Grape Headband.
I saw they had a soap.
Pink Zaza soap. I mean, yeah. I've tried a couple. Looking forward to trying more. And also Southern Hemp, Blueberry Muffin, and Vanilla Frosting. I mean, both phenomenal strains that I've tried in the past couple weeks. I think, you know, both of those cultivators are very, very good. I mean, I haven't tried one thing that I disliked from either of them.
Same over there, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same thing. You know, I don't have a medical card, so I'm not able to consume and everything. But I do still try to pay attention to what's out there and everything. And yeah, I'm real impressed with what SOG has been putting out. And I know that soap was a big strain of 2022, 2023, and seeing somebody local, you know, being able to grow that and do things with that. Yeah, it's real cool. So seeing what they've got coming out has been nice.
We have a lot of patients excited for the new Dablicators that Southern Crop is launching.
Yes.
We're super excited to get those out. They always sell really, really well. We've had a lot of very positive feedback, so we're excited to get those in the store and get them out.
For people that are listening that are not familiar with the Dablicator, what is that, Christine?
So a Dablicator is basically a concentrate. It's in a pre-measured container so you can adequately dose how much of that you're getting. Also, it's fully decarboxylated, so you could, in theory, use it as an edible if you wanted
to. Or even a topical.
Yes, a topical as well.
So, yeah, we're huge fans of Dablicator over here at Southern Crop. Huge fans of Dablicator.
I was going to say, while we're shamelessly plugging them, I mean, obviously we're excited about the Llama. And,
oh, yeah,
those babes coming out. That would be wrong.
Huge fans of those gummies that we got coming out. That's a lot of gummies.
Oh, we can't wait for those either. We have had so many requests.
Yeah, I mean, that tastes amazing. I'm really excited for those and all the flavors under.
And those are fly gummies. Stay fly gummies. So I just wanted to kind of open the floor for any other subjects that we want to talk about with, you know, surrounding 420, the history of 420. Like, how long have y'all been celebrating 420 for?
Since I started consuming cannabis. So probably about a decade.
Eight years. I was going to say, I've known of it and everything, probably, you know, in high school. So you're looking at about 12 to 15 years of being, you know, aware of the day and everything going on. So, yeah.
A lady never tells her age, so I'm not going to give you anything that would indicate that, but I like his answer since I've started consuming cannabis.
What about you?
Probably about the same thing. I think I remember, like, the first time I had smoked, I think it was a couple months before 420, and I remember just, like, figuring out what it was. I mean, like, well, that's pretty sick. No, my understanding of 420, the history of 420 is that there's a couple different stories that you hear, but the one that I always heard was like, it was a group of, I don't know if it was high schoolers or college students or whoever it was, but there was a group of individuals out in California that every day they had a code to go smoke, and they would always go smoke like exactly on 420. And eventually, like, that code of 420, 420 just grew and grew and grew. And now it's more than just a date. It's more than just a time. It's like,
it's a movement.
Yeah, it's like a movement. Like if you know someone has a 420 shirt on, or like you see someone talking about 420 coming up or something, you're like, oh, yeah, they get it. They get it. It's a
reference to 420 friendly and things like that, you know, at events and stuff like that, to let you know, without straight out saying.
And something that I've been like blown away by, like seriously, is all of the larger companies that are participating in 420 this year. Like Popeyes has a 420 special.
I've seen a lot of actual Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's has a 420 like biggie bag this year, like the Munchies bag. They're giving out rolling trays and stuff like that. I mean, it's crazy to see like large companies actually participate and recognize 420 as a holiday. It's more than just like companies out in certain areas. It's like national brands.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So also something that we want to just touch on is not only are we launching new Dabblecators, the Llamas, we also had an affiliate brand join us under our Southern Crop umbrella recently. Rove, they're a huge MSO vape company, as well as some different concentrate products that they provide. Right now they're launching just their three vape brands. I know that we carry them in our retail location. So I thought, Christy, I'll kick it over to you. Like, I would give the audience a highlight of those strains.
All right, great. So for the Rove carts, we have the Blue Dream, Skywalker OG. Oh gosh, I forgot. The Maui Wowie. Yes, how could I forget Maui Wowie, right? Like, that one sells so good. Damn, but to be fair, it is 420. So. No, and they're great because the thing about Rove is if you have Rove in California, it's just like you have a Big Mac in California and you come back to Mississippi, you get a Big Mac, it tastes the same. So with Rove, you're always going to get that nice smooth hit, that great flavor, no matter where you go. So it's kind of like a comfort thing for people. They've been very popular. They don't clog as bad as any other 1 gram card I've ever seen.
What do you think about the pod system?
I like a pod. I've always been a fan of the pods. To me, you get a more even hit, and it's a lot smoother. It doesn't hurt as bad. So,
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the hardware, the packaging, everything, Jonathan, Hayden?
What the packaging is definitely
I've gotten to try one. It was, like you said, like a super smooth hit. And I mean, just having the pod, be able to get like, you know, you get to in, like something happens, you know, you get really close, you just get another one, you still have the battery. And like you said, the same exact thing.
Yeah, same on hardware and everything.
I believe I had the Skywalker, it was super smooth, had great flavor, and they're right there.
Yeah,
60, I guess, right below 60, so they're getting pretty good. I mean,
like you're saying, because I got to be in there when they were packaging and everything, and just like, seeing the nice, slick vape and going back to like the packaging.
They've been doing this a while.
Right. This is very clean and nice to see around here.
Yeah, that is so cool.
The Rove stuff's sick. I thought it was really cool because I have a buddy who hunts in Missouri very, very frequently. He spends a lot of time out there. And, you know, as we know, Missouri is a recreational market. And I, like, told him, I was like, dude, we got this company coming under, you know, our company called Rove, like, affiliate. And he was like, oh, yeah, I buy those every time I go to Missouri. And I was like, oh, really? I didn't even think you know that is. He was like, oh, no, I know what that is. I buy at least one cartridge every time I go up there to go hunting. But yeah, no, a lot of exciting things going on at Southern Crop. A lot of exciting things going on today with 420. Super happy to be a part of the Cannabis Festival here in Biloxi. And the weather is permitting for us to have a great time. Might be a little hot, might be a little sweaty, but hey, that's part of being down in the swamp of Mississippi. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you guys for coming on. The audience, y'all listening, you can roll that up and smoke it, especially on 420. Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.